The word of God is a lamp by night and a light by day and a delight at all times. If we want to know the glory of God and experience the beauty of God, then we must live in the word of God. One word from God is able to contain an entire life-changing formula. God has commissioned Reverend Alex Babin-Kosa to preach the word of faith and bring the message of the gospel to the unbeliever. Supercharge your day with the word of God that will enable you to be rooted and built in Christ. Now, Reverend Alex Babin-Kosa.
For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Matthew chapter 12, the verse number 37. Jesus made an important statement when he said, by our words we shall be justified, and by our words we shall be condemned. Wow. In Numbers chapter 14, when the 12 spies had returned from the promised land, the Bible says that they brought an evil report. Except Joshua and Caleb, 10 out of the 12 spies said that it was not possible that they can take the land. God was not happy with the report of the 10 spies and the reactions or response of the congregation of Israel. However, Moses pleaded with God to spare them from this wrath that God was going to unleash upon the children of Israel, because they said that they were not able to take the land, even though God was in the midst of them. God approved Moses' plea. Nevertheless, God made it clear to them that since they confessed that they are unable to possess the land, they will also not possess it. That generation wandered 40 years, 1 year for each day the spies spied the promised land, until all of them were wasted away. The generation couldn't possess the promised land. They failed, but God did not fail in delivering his promise, which he gave to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Why was that generation unable to possess the promised land? Simple, because they were justified by their words and they were condemned by their words. They said they are unable to possess the land. Even though they had walked with God, even though they had seen the hand of God work mightily in their lives, they confessed that they are unable to possess the land because they saw giants in the land. Precious one, I came to tell you something. If you do not watch your words will bring you into the wrong destiny, the wrong place. God is in the midst of his people. God has called you unto himself. God is with you in every way, every day. The fact that God is with you does not mean that circumstances will always be favorable. But one thing we know for sure is that with God in your boat, you will be able to sail through the times and the seasons, the circumstances and the situations, and you will be able to emerge victorious in everything, in every way. The Bible says, the waters that caused many to die in the days of Noah, that same waters lifted up the ark of Noah, bringing him to a safe rest on the Mount of Ararat. I came to tell you, precious one, watch your words. Some of us, we speak negatively, yet God has said unto us that he has brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light, that we might show forth the glory of him who has called us. There is glory to be revealed by you. And that is why every day you need to make greater and superior confessions. Because by thy words you will be justified. Something is happening, you don't like it. Don't complain about it. Declare what you want to see. Confess what you want to see. Is it not written in scripture? Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Say ye of the righteous, that it shall be well with you. Today, as you step out, as you go through the day, you are being justified by the greater and superior words which you are confessing and declaring in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The words that I speak unto you, remember, they are spirit and they are life. The words that you speak and you speak out, they are spirit and they are life. Those words will create the things that you are declaring. And so we need to be careful. We need to be conscious of what we say. We do not need to play and joke with words. No, Some people play with words. Don't play with words. Words were given unto us to change our destiny, to create our future. Words were given to us. You know, man was created in the image of God. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them and said, be fruitful and multiply. God didn't give them money. God didn't give them anything. He gave them two things, words and time. That by the word of man, what he wants to see, he will create it. God's word is superior in creation, the same way our words are superior in creating what we want to see. Speak and speak superior things. Speak of yourself. I am blessed. I am highly favored. Doors are open unto me. Gates cannot be shut. Speak of yourself. That the nations are coming unto me. Speak of yourself. My family is blessed. Speak of yourself. My family is going far. There is greater and superior things ahead of me. Speak of yourself. That my health is getting better and better every day. Speak of yourself. That I am strong spiritually. I am strong. I have overcome. Speak of yourself. That financially I am waxing greater and superior in the name of Jesus. Speak of yourself. That the lines are falling unto you in pleasant places. Yea, you have a goodly heritage. Speak of yourself. That no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. Speak of yourself. That you are above, you cannot be beneath. Speak of yourself. That you reign in every situation in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory to God. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Precious one, this morning I want you to declare some things. I want you to declare some things. And so you want to make this confession with me, that in the name of Jesus, I am blessed beyond measure. In the name of Jesus, I am enlarged in every way of my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, what I declare comes to pass because my words are spirit and they are life. In the name of Jesus, as I go out today, whatever I declare comes to pass. Whatever I command is established. In Jesus' precious name, I declare that the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. My path is shining brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. Thank you, Lord, for the angels of God that are with me wherever I go. In Jesus' precious name, thank you, Lord, that the devil sees me and he is on the run. Oh, glory to Jesus. I declare that doors are open unto me. Gates cannot be shut. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the testimony. Thank you, Lord, that my life is shining and influencing and affecting lives positively. Wherever, whoever comes in contact with me is knowing Christ in a special and a unique way. Thank you, Lord, that many are blessed through me. In the name of Jesus, I am blessed and I'm blessing the world. Glory to Jesus. Open up your mouth and begin to speak in other tongues. Ritose peteke, mini andro sopoto, marundu shkapate levrenima, radukuze vrenini, jete frenusandia, baragiso proste, ligaranda sandiniete, ligasutulubu ishelele, ronima, maragizo, steprelini, randazi grigi shelevrete, soto pokotolubu unti, zandimandege, legendosia, ratishe televreniso, sekete, mazandia. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We give you praise in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Word of Faith podcast by Reverend Alex Boabinkosa. Our mission here is to bring the message of the gospel through discipleship, Bible discussions, and helping to answer new believers' questions, doubts, and difficulties. If you would like to hear more of this podcast message, contact us and subscribe to our newsletter on www.noahsproject.org for more content to help you in your everyday life. Send us an email to info@noahsproject.org. The Word of Faith podcast is a listener-supported ministry of the Noah's Project. If you want to partner with us to bring this content to unreached areas of the world or to your country, go to the menu and click donate or visit noahsproject.org/donate. God bless you.